lot of you have been saying about Jesus. All of us, every human being that believes that there is a God, spends their entire lifetime trying to get closer to his presence. Or that's been what I've seen around me. So we get into Salt Lake, and Sharon is far more able to move around than I was expecting to see at that time, but we had a great time. But we went to the visitor center of a religious organization there, and we took the tour. And we got to the end of the tour, and I was kind of crippled at the time, too. I was hobbling on broken knees there now, replaced, and thank God I can run again. And we sat down with each other, and I had been a little bit concerned about Sharon because I know that the way she was raised by her mom didn't include the same sensation or understanding of Jesus that many of us in this room have. But I didn't know how to broach the question. Are you a believer in Jesus? Well, I didn't have to. As we sat down, she said, Bobby, they just don't get it. I said, what do you mean? She said, they've shown us all of this stuff of how to live a great life, but they've left out the most important piece. The blood of Jesus is the only thing that gets us fully connected to God. That is our hope. That is why we know we're going to see Sharon soon. Me sooner than most of you. Don probably sooner than me. Praise God. I don't have to put up with you anymore. But anyway,
thanks.
As I've pondered that, my last 15 years have been an intense journey into the heart of God to find out how close he can become and how dear he can become to me. And the essence of what he recently showed me is that since all of us are striving to get to God, we need to understand just one thing. Why did Jesus have to be slaughtered on a cross like a criminal? And the simplest understandable piece for me now is it's all very relational. God loved me so absolutely much, yet he knew that I could never pay or make amends for all of the wrong things I have done to other people, crimes against in relationship. And so he, in his justice, all of my wrongs had to be paid for. And I couldn't pay for it. But Jesus, his only son, came down here, lived a perfect life that I could not do, so that he could take my place as a substitute according to law, if all I would do was say, I sign the paper and accept your substitutionary payment for my wrongdoing. And it's not about God sending anybody to hell or pulling people into heaven. It's about just receiving the most amazing gift ever offered. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Either Jesus paid for your sins or you'll pay for your own. I encourage you, if anyone here hasn't let Jesus do that, simply say yes. God loves you with no conditions. He loves you more than any human being could ever do. Just open your arms and hug him back.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.